Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Well, listen to this. I got a Facebook message, and this is why you're calling in relation to annoying things that people do, right? I'm going to read this out for you, okay? You can tell me what you think of this, right?
Yeah.
In the last few months, my husband's snoring has become intolerable. At first, it was a bit of a laugh, and I thought his snoring was just temporary. But as time has gone on, I've spent more nights on the sofa, and it is so much more pain. I'd love to be able to roll over in the morning and give my husband a kiss and a cuddle, but if I rolled, I'd probably fall onto the living room floor. It affects my sleep patterns because I never know when he's going to start. Now, when he's drunk, I dread it because he shakes the whole house with his snoring. It doesn't affect my feelings for him, but I do mind the lack of sleep and it takes its toll on me. So now we looked it up and snoring is certainly one of the most common reasons for people to get annoyed with each other, okay? But there are other reasons in the top 10 there, lists of things that people do to each other to annoy each other. And not definitely intentionally, but. So what does your husband do that annoys you?
Okay, do you have time there? I have quite a list.
Hold on, I got my page and pen here, all right? Go on.
Don't get me wrong.
Are you going to say breathing?
I love the bones off him, but oh my God, farting in bed is a big thing.
Farting in bed?
Yes.
Jesus, no.
It's especially when I turn in to give him a cuddle and you're just like, oh, God.
And you can actually feel the vibrations of it.
And you know what? I think he secretly likes it.
Do you think so?
I couldn't help it, but I really do, because sometimes you get a smirk. I can see a smirk on his face. You know?
Yeah, because lads, unlike women. Now, let's be clear. Women fart as much as men, right? They just pretend they don't, or they do it more discreetly. Now, my mother used to insist, by the way, that women didn't fart at all. My mother told me that women had their fart gland removed when they're children and it's replaced with roses. But I didn't believe that, okay? So
I definitely agree with women do fart.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, of course it is, but we'd go into the bathroom and do it.
Would you?
Go somewhere else and do it. I certainly wouldn't do it in the bed.
Would you not just, like if you felt one coming on and you were in company, would you not just let it out slow rather than leaving the company and going
to
the bathroom?
If it was a case where I couldn't help it, I'd probably, okay, it's come out, right, let's slowly move away.
Right, but you'd have to, what do they call them? The SPDs, silent but deadly.
The SPDs.
Aisling said as we SPV, silent but violent. Right, so yeah, women just don't do the loud ones, whereas men seem to get off on this whole thing of almost lifting their leg like a dog and going, good on that one, ha ha. There you go.
Definitely get enjoyment out of it.
And what's the most common thing they'd say when they'd do it? Go on there, get out and walk. Oh, there you go. All right. Yeah, so he's doing it in bed.
Anywhere, really. But it more annoys me because I'm in the bed with him.
Yeah, so the vibrations of it. Yeah.
And especially if you've got your head under the blanket.
Ah, stop. Stop. And he's had a curry.
Oh, God. Oh,
or a few pints of Guinness.
He does drink Guinness.
Does he?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, God. No. You can almost taste it, can't you? Stop. So, Claire, that's one of his annoying habits. That's a bad one, by the way. Does he snore?
He'd only snore when he'd have a drink on him.
Right.
But what I would do is, now, I just don't care. I'm not one bit subtle. I'd nudge him, or I'd try and give him a dig in the arm or something like that.
Just disturb him a little bit.
He said, I didn't realise I was snoring. And I'd say, turn over.
Yeah.
So you turn over and probably then, I'd say 1 or 2 minutes later, it starts again.
So there's noises coming out of every orifice by the sounds of things. I hope he's listening.
To be fair, I do snore on occasion as well. So
You're not perfect. You're not perfect.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Now, do you fart in bed as well?
I certainly do not. I would go to the bathroom.
Come on. Claire, you're not going to get out of bed. If you feel a fart coming on the bed, you're not going to get out and go to the bathroom.
Niall, if I was in the bed on my own, yes, I would fart.
Right.
But If he's in the bed with me, I would not do that. No.
Right. Okay. Unless obviously you were concerned about the fart itself. No. Then it might go a bit further than that. I don't know what he's saying. Have you ever had one of them ones where you're saying, I don't know whether I should fart or not. This is not a good time. Stomach feels a bit dodgy here at the moment. A fart could end up in a very bad situation here.
Certainly toilet humour at the moment for Friday.
Right, so the snoring, you can deal with. Okay, so he's making noises from every other orifice. Okay, so what else does he do that annoys you? What about the toilet seat? How is he with that?
The what?
The toilet seat. Does he put it down?
No, up? It wouldn't be. The thing that annoys me is if he's now I will say he's a good cook and he does do a lot of lovely meals.
Yeah, and you love him to bits.
But and I do love that. But oh my God, we've got a dishwasher. Why do men always just pile the dishes up in the sink? Literally, it's overflowing the sink.
Right.
That drives me mad.
When you've got a dishwasher, what's the point of that?
Well, they have to be, obviously pots have to be washed, but take them out of the sink first.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm with you on this one. There's nothing worse than a dishwasher right beside the sink and people throwing their dishes in the sink. You know what it is?
It's more so that it's coming onto the draining board and everything, and you're like, oh, that puts me.
Yeah, but why would you do that? That's a real case if I put them there because somebody else will put them away. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, that's what it is. But,
yeah. Yeah, it's all right. My wife will do that. Sure, Claire will do that. She'll put them away if I just throw them there. She'll lash them away. And is he a good cook?
He's a brilliant cook.
Okay, let's just give him a bit of a positive here in case he's feeling bad listening now at the moment.
So he is.
Yeah. And what's his favourite, his best dish?
Well, my favourite is steak. He makes a lovely steak, makes lovely pasta dishes.
But you don't really make a steak, you just cook it. Yeah, but well, I know, I'm just saying, like, it's hardly a skill.
Do a nice roast. Okay. Do you know what I mean? No, and a pot roast, everything like that.
Oh, good. A lot of dishes, all right, he's a good cook. All right, well, that gives him something. What's his name?
Gareth,
just in case Gareth happens to be listening, so we all know we can embarrass him. Gareth, the farter, the snorer, and the good cook. But take this stuff off the draining board. Stay there for a second because I want to go to Anne as well. Anne, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Anne?
How are you, Niall?
It's a great opportunity. Happy New Year to you. Great opportunity to just get it all off your chest now, Anne. Go for it.
Stop, Niall. When you said about the type, first he snores.
Yeah.
And like that woman, I puck him.
Oh, would you put? You just push him over to the side, yeah?
Oh, yeah, no, I just dig him.
Oh, you give him a dig? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go on your side. He'll go on his side and everything's grand.
Yeah.
I read a lot. So that's grand.
Would you be awake while he's asleep then? Yeah, you'd be lying there awake. Right,
yes,
okay.
And it's driving me insane.
Right.
So then he'll go back on his back. Yeah, yeah. But you know what the worst one is?
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny about the fart. And my mother's first cousin said to her one time, do you know what? He said, I never knew a woman farted till I got married.
No, most men don't realise women fart till they get married.
But I tell you about the toilet seat. Right. He just seems to miss the toilet in the mornings.
Right.
That drives me insane.
What? So on the floor and everywhere?
Yes.
Does he not wipe it up after him?
No.
So why would you do that? I didn't clean it up. Sure, it's grand.
Exactly.
Claire, how's Gareth with the toilet seat? Is he all right? Has he got good aim?
No bother there with the toilet seat.
Now, in all fairness, he's a brilliant cook as well. He's a qualified chef. But if he goes to cook something, right?
Yeah.
There's about 20 dishes used.
Claire has this problem too. Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, I clean as I go.
So like, do I. Yeah, clean as you go.
You know, like the countertop. Because I couldn't be dealing in the mess. Like, no, every plate, every dish that can possibly be used is used when he's cooking.
Is that him in the background murmuring, by the way?
No, that's my dog, would you believe?
Oh.
Just came in there and just said thanks very much.
All right.
Can we talk to him?
Claire, can we talk to him?
Do you want to talk to him? I don't know if he will talk to you.
A bit shy, is he?
He is. I don't think he's too impressed.
Oh, is he not? Put him on.
It's
him that's mumbling in the background. tell him we need to have a chat with him. Because I'm going to give him an opportunity to get his own back as well, by the way.
Yeah.
He said, you shut up on that radio station, all right? Don't be telling everyone about me farting in the bed.
Hello?
Gareth!
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Man,
how you doing, Gareth? Nice to talk to you. You're live on the radio, by the way, Gareth. Can I just point this out to you? Yeah, your wife has just come on the radio. We were talking about bad and annoying habits that your partner has. And my gosh, Gareth. Now, she did say you were a great cook. She loves your roast, by the way.
I have a few bad habits.
Yeah, yeah. But she said you had a couple of bad habits, like farting and snoring in bed is one of them that concerns us all.
Hang on, you should hear her snore. She put the doctor to shame.
Is her snore worse than yours? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Women will never admit it. Gareth, they'll never admit it.
They never did.
No.
Her snore's like a ducker. Yeah. I recorded her one time, but she didn't believe me, and she thought I made it up when I played it back to her.
Does she fart in bed?
Oh, no, she doesn't do that.
I go, you just won't admit it.
No, she's told me she has a knife here. Right.
She's afraid to admit it with you.
Yeah. And what else? Come on, get your own back on her here, Gareth. What are her annoying habits?
Don't be afraid.
She takes ages to get ready. She always scratches her head for ages. So what? Bad day was that she started getting a bald spot.
From scratching her head, wondering what she's going to wear.
I don't know. It's just sitting there watching TV, she'll start scratching the head, top of the head, and for ages, and keep on going. I took a photograph and I showed her. She's actually worn down the bald spot.
from scratching her head. Okay, well that's a separate issue. Okay, and in relation to say the bathroom etiquette, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, would you leave the seat up or seat down?
Oh, Gary's gone back to work now. He has to go back to work.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, now he would, to be fair to him.
See, he was trying to get his own back on you there, Claire. He was being mean.
He did.
But he's afraid for.
And why are you why are you constantly scratching your head, by the way?
No, I don't. You know what? It's like...
It's a habit. It's just a habit you're in, is it?
It's like someone that would bite their nails.
I know. You want to see my nails? My nails are like a pig's nails. I swear to God.
I don't bite my nails, but yeah. I don't know. I know it sounds disgusting, but if you have a bit of flaky scalp, I'll pick at it.
I'm the same as that lady, would you believe?
Do you do that too, Anne?
I'm
going to start gagging in a minute. The bodies are picking at your heads.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it stress or what it is?
Probably is stress related. Now, can I say on a very serious note, all laughing aside, right? There's a thing called trichotillomania. Claire, and the reason I know this is because I worked in the hair business many years ago.
Yeah,
and
I know it.
Now,
is.
Obviously, Claire, it's not that bad. You're just scratching your head, but you are breaking the hair when you're scratching your head, right? And
yeah,
the same with yourself,
that, yeah.
And picking at your scalp. But there's a thing called trichotillomania where people they get a nervous disposition, and what they do is they're twisting their hair. Have you ever seen people constantly twisting their hair?
Yeah, I have heard about that. Now, I would. Yeah,
I have seen people who have ended up literally bald from trichotillomania. Because they're at their hair so much, it's a nervous disorder. And
I have a bald patch, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's called trichotillomania. If you look it up, and it's a psychosomatic thing. Obviously, it's to do with the psychology of being nervous and stressed, and it's the way that some people bite their nails, as you rightly said. Some people will do different things and crack their knuckles.
And I don't bite my nails, but yeah, I do pull at my hair. I have to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's on a very serious note. That's called trichotillomania. And, it can end up in quite a serious situation. Thankfully for both of you, it hasn't. But okay,
good. Okay. Bad enough. Don't give us any more.
I know that that's going to be bad. But listen, I know Claire and Gareth are going to have a wonderful day today together.
Oh,
well, they're going to be giving out to each other all day, saying you shouldn't have went to that radio station. And give
my
partner's
upstairs. He told me, "Come upstairs." He said,
"Right,
I don't want to hear you."
Okay, give us one more bad thing he does. Okay, so yeah, he snores like a pig. Yeah, go on.
He wheezes on the floor.
Wheezes on the floor. Yeah, he needs to clean
that
up.
He leaves all the dishes when he's cooking.
Yeah.
Even though he makes good food.
Yeah, leaves it in the sink.
And leaves it in the sink.
Yeah.
And just, if there's a cup on the table, like, he won't pick it up.
Right. But see, is that just men that do things like that?
Oh, see, I don't know, but I think, because
I've
an older brother.
Well, yeah, I've noticed, well, sorry to cut across, Anna. Do you ever notice when they do cook? They use every dish and knife and fork.
Even though they cook a nice meal.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you just couldn't make this up. Listen, thank you very much indeed, both of you ladies, for entertaining us there, particularly Claire in relation to the farting and the snoring. The number is 087-188-0008. What is it your partner does to annoy you? Come on, guys, you can get your own back here. By the way, somebody rang in with a little tip there for the ladies. Tell the ladies tea gel for their scalp, and that will stop the itchiness and flakiness. Available in most chemists and supermarkets. Works for me. There you go. So somebody sent a little tip for anybody who might have that problem where you have an itchy scalp. Let me go to Annette. You're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Annette?
Hello, Niall.
Hello. Owen, it's Annette, Annette. I know you now.
Annette.
Annette, we've spoken to you a couple of times during the lockdown, and you and Michael is your husband, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
see, I have a good memory.
There's nothing wrong with your brain.
No, nothing wrong with my brain. So, and yous are both self-isolating kind of together there.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, and how is he?
He's in great form. He's here listening.
I'm listening in now.
Ah, yeah, good man, Michael. Okay, Annette, tell us. Now, I know from what you told us in the past, you have this wonderful marriage, long marriage, by the way, but, you know, he must have some bad habits.
He's listening with interest. I can't say any bad habits now at the moment.
Ah, see,
because I'm in the middle of marmalade making, and he has been a great help.
And what marmalade are you making?
I'm making old Seville orange marmalade.
Right. And do you have to lash a bit of sugar in that?
What?
You have to throw a load of sugar in that because the old Seville oranges are very bitter.
You don't eat an awful lot of marmalade.
I don't.
You spread it.
I know. I don't eat marmalade. I don't like it.
Ah, yeah. Well, there's no point in sending you.
No, I love jam. I love. Do you make jam?
I make jam, but I don't eat it. He eats it.
Yeah. See, Michael, the old marmalade is very bitter, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you now. Is it even more than just bitter? When I was shopping there this morning in the place that supplied Seville oranges to me here in Jewell. And by the way, how do you manage and how do you squeeze the oranges? Well, I said, not a problem. I said, come right up, I'll show you. The pay is not great, though, I'm afraid.
No, the pay is not good.
Time with the squeezer.
By the way, Michael, is there anything about Annette that kind of annoys you?
Well, by God, she keeps me busy.
Oh, right. Well, that's not really an annoying thing. That's just she keeps you busy.
Excuse me, it depends on the job.
Well, I suppose it does, yeah. Well, what would she have you doing? Like, I know you do the garden all the time. You told us about that. You're out in your garden pottering around. But, I mean, I'm sure that's beneficial to both of you.
Well, the garden is an escape route.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if Kate said that, but it is a great escape route. The only unfortunate thing about it is that, the soil never got dry enough to do, even since the beginning of November, right until the moment.
And by the way, I know you've been with each other a long time. Do you ever argue?
You couldn't have an argument with Michael because he won't answer you.
He's a clever man, that's why. Listen, you two, I'm pushed for time here. Listen, thank you very much, Michael and Annette. I hope everything is okay with the 2 years and you continue to have a wonderful year, all right?
It is. We're all in good form. We've stuck it for this length, so we might as well stick it out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you sound like both of you have great company in each other. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Dave, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Dave?
What's crack?
I just love that couple, Dave. I love them. I've spoken to them many times now, and they're just such a nice couple.
They're like the archetype for what you want to be as you get older. As a
Absolutely,
couple.
Yeah. She's in making the marmalade. He's out doing the garden every now and then, squeezing the oranges for the marmalade. They're just a perfect couple.
So what more could you want when you get older, to be fair?
Yeah, marmalade and gardens, yeah. So what is it? What do you do, Dave, all the time?
Oh, Jesus. How much time do you have?
Okay. Well, I've got 40 seconds, actually, but go on.
Snoring will probably be the big one. That's after starting up a lot lately. And
is it loud, full-on snoring?
Oh, apparently I sound like a tractor at nighttime.
Okay.
You know, we call it the McLaughlin Court.
Well, I believe, according to research, 70% of men over the age of 40 snore.
I think she's a liar because I've never heard me snore. So you know,
well, that's,
she could
you
just
don't
be making it up.
You don't hear. You generally, apart from the odd time, you might wake yourself with a snore that's so loud. Yeah,
I know, but that's my argument anyway. I'm like, well, I don't hear it. So
does she snore? Does she snore? Huh? Does she ever?
She
snore?
Does. She does sometimes.
But she doesn't.
Small, so her snore. I just hold her nose and then she stops.
All right, but she doesn't believe you that she snores.
No, she believes. I have video evidence.
Video evidence, right? Well, what else do you do that annoys her?
Ah, jeez.
Living.
She's always, but I
breathing.
Yeah, I come home in the evening. not really a whole lot. We don't bicker about much. Like maybe leaving clothes on the floor sometimes, which I think is ridiculous because we have this thing called the magical clothes fairy. And no matter where I leave my clothes,
they get washed.
End up in the washing basket and back in my soul. I don't know what she's bitching about.
I know. Everybody, I thought I was the only one that had the magic basket.
No.
Yeah, we have the magic basket too. You put them in. I mean, I don't know what women are complaining about. Yeah, we have a magic basket. I put them in and they come out. Not only, by the way, are they washed, they're actually folded and put away.
You can leave your jocks in the kitchen and next thing you know, they end up back in your wardrobe.
The magic kitchen. Listen, I've run out of time, Dave. We'll talk about it more on Monday. Thanks. Have a good weekend. See ya.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.